The first reading is a reading from the first book of Kings. The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night. God said, "Ask something of me, and I will give it to you." Solomon answered, "O Lord my God, you have made me your servant king to succeed my father David. But I am a mere youth, not knowing at all how to act. I serve you in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a people so vast that it cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding heart to judge your people and distinguish right from wrong. For who is able to govern this vast people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon made this request. So God said to him, "Because you have asked for this, not for a long life for yourself, nor for riches, nor for the life of your enemies, but for understanding, so that you may know what is right, I do as you requested. I give you a heart so wise and understanding that there has never been anyone like you up to now, and after you, there will come no one to equal you." The word of the Lord. Lord, I love your commands. Lord, I love your commands. I have said, O Lord, that my part is to keep your words. The law of your mouth is to me more precious than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Lord, I love your commands. Let your kindness comfort me according to your promise to your servants. Let your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Lord, I love your commands. For I love your commands more than gold, however fine. For in all your precepts I go forward, every false way I hate. Lord, I love your commands. Wonderful are your decrees, therefore I observe them. The revelation of your words shed light, giving understanding to the simple. Lord, I love your commands. The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. The word of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has to buy that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into a fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "And every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Blessed indeed. Again, there's 1,000 different ways to go in these readings today. And as I was praying about it, I decided to go in these two different ways. One way, but two different focuses. The first thing is we go back to Solomon. And God appears to Solomon in a dream and says, I'll give you anything you want. Now think if that was you. God said, I'll give you anything you want.
Okay, Lord, I want to win the $100 million. How about that?
Pagan. What would you ask for if God would give you anything you want? Solomon says, give me wisdom. Give me an understanding heart so I may know what is right and what is wrong. And so we begin there. Is that what you want? Is that what you would ask God for? God, I want to know wisdom. I want to have understanding so that I can know what's right and wrong. Because what's happening now is people have no idea what's right, no idea what's wrong.
I have no idea.
You know, I always know what's right. I always know what's wrong. And they usually have no idea either. We need to have wisdom and understanding so that we may know that. Again, in the gospel, Jesus says the same thing. Do you understand? Yes, Lord. So understanding is very important. And we must ever understand everything in view of the kingdom of heaven, which we should be willing to give up everything for, as the gospel says. But we need to look at everything when we're figuring out what is right and what is wrong by how everything ends. Will it get us to heaven or will it keep us from heaven? Right? Because that ultimately is all that matters. And so then the promise of the second reading comes that says God makes all things work together for good, right? But not for everybody, which we'll come back to in a second. Let's go to the first part of wisdom. Now, wisdom or understanding, the supernatural always builds on the natural. So we need to be people who are seeking to be people of wisdom, which is a spiritual gift of God. It's one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, and understanding, which is a spiritual gift, one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. But the supernatural builds on the natural. So we got to be building on making sure we have all the pieces to make wise decisions, right? And so part of what that comes from is I think we need to listen to people before we make decisions. Now, you might say, oh, Father, that's taken for granted. No, it's not. Everybody here, most especially me, makes decisions without even thinking about it. Oh, that's right. That's wrong. And then some of us make sure we make those decisions online and tell everybody our opinion, right? Without knowing very little, very little. A buddy of mine, one of my best friends who lives out in San Diego, sent me a book, not only the physical book, but also in Kindle, so I would read it. And he called me, he says, you really need to read this book. I hate that kind of stuff. When people say, you really need to read this book, it's like, ugh. So the book is called How to Be an Anti-Racist. What are you saying? Huh? That's the book I really need to read? How to Be an Anti-Racist? And so it's written by this African-American man, and I, of course, I'm almost done with it. But every single thing, I've always thought, I am not a racist. And then that's one of the first things he says in the first couple pages. If you think you're not a racist, it's because you're a racist. What? That's not very nice. It gets worse. But then I realized, because he said he's a racist. He's an African American, and he talked about his whole life how he's been racist. And I thought, okay, if you can share that with me, that I'm a racist, you're a racist, and you've been a racist, then I can say, yes, I've been a racist. I don't like that. But when it comes down to it, I have been. The way I grew up in the city of Pittsburgh, we used to have race riots when I was a kid. One of my buddies got shot in the middle of that. So I guess I have been a racist. But then when I start reading this book, it starts showing me the other side of things which I had absolutely no idea about. None. I never thought about things that way. I never looked at it from this perspective. And I'm thinking, I'm 60. I think I'm pretty open-minded. I haven't a clue. And I think that's important, that before we seek wisdom, we got to make sure we're listening to everybody's voice. Because we don't have to agree with the voice, but we have to listen to it. Why? So I can know what's right and what's wrong. We got to discern that, right? And that means I got to listen to all sides. Solomon did that. Jesus listened to the sinners and he listened to the saints. He was the most wise person ever, even more than Solomon, even though it didn't say that in the Old Testament. Jesus was wiser. So we begin by listening to other people so we can truly know what's right and wrong, what will take me to heaven, what will keep me from heaven. And then we come then to that second reading, because this is very much part of that discernment. He says in Romans 8:28, which we like to quote all the time, God makes all things work together for good. We all like that, correct? But is that for everybody? No. He says God makes all things work together for good to those who love him and are called by his decrees. So not everything works together to good for everybody. If you sin, it's not going to work together for good for you. It just isn't. Because sin is, I'm going to do it my way instead of God's way. So then you'll get your own consequences. But if we do all things, if we surrender our lives to God and we seek his will and we love God, then he promises all things work together for good to those who love him and are called by his decrees. That means to those who have surrendered their lives to God. Now he's in charge of your life. So that's why when we're discerning, when we're asking for wisdom, we got to think not just so what's going to help me now, but what is right and what is wrong to take me into eternity? If God was to ask me for anything, would I ask for that wisdom? Would I ask for understanding so I would know what's right and what's wrong? Have I surrendered my life completely to Jesus? Completely. Is he in charge of every decision that I make? Does every decision I make take me closer to God in heaven? Or farther away from God in heaven? Because there is no neutral steps. Everything, every decision you do, every decision I do, will either take us closer to God or away from God. Wisdom, understanding, will help us to know which is which. It begins by surrendering our life to God, by wanting his will in our life, by listening to all people, whether we agree with them and or not agree with them, and then discerning what is right and what is wrong so that I and others can go to heaven. Got it?
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Going to do it?
Yeah.
May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.